Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. I'm a resident. This is episode 236 of the Divine Intervention Podcast. This podcast is going to be very short. It's not educational. It's just something real quick I want to talk about that tons of people have been asking me about over the last few weeks. So I think I'm going to take a stab a bit at it. And I've thought about it. I've prepared for it a lot. And I think people should find this to be helpful. So basically, what I'm going to say in this podcast is on the 30th of May, I am going to be doing a one-day Step 2 CK review class. It's going to be a class where we meet from 6 to 10 a.m. Pacific time and from 12 to 4 Pacific time in the afternoon and then from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time in the evening. So it's going to be 10 hours total. Basically, you'd be like, Divine, you're starting at 6 a.m. Pacific time. That doesn't make any sense. I'm going to be doing that so that I can respect the people that are in the Eastern time zone. So 6 to 10 a.m. Pacific time, 12 to 4 p.m. Pacific time, and 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time on Saturday, May the 30th. It's going to be a Step 2 CK rapid review. It's going to be a one-day class. It's going to be for 10 hours. It's going to be over Zoom. And basically the way I'm going to spread out the 10 hours is I'm going to spend an hour and a half on peds. I'm going to spend an hour and a half on surgery. I am going to spend an hour and a half on OB-GYN. I'm going to spend an hour and a half on neurology, which is very important for the exam. I am going to spend an hour on psych, and then I'm going to spend 3 hours on internal medicine. And basically, if you want to have an idea of how the course will be run, so we run over Zoom. I'm going to only allow 20 people to it, because again, I want the people that are there to, you know, really get a lot from it. So basically it's just going to be 4 hours in the morning, 4 hours in the afternoon, 2 hours in the evening. It'll be held over Zoom. And basically I'm going to review the highest yield points for the USMLE Step 2 CK exam during that, on that day. And it's going to be in an integrated format, right? So I'm not going to just come and give you a lecture. Like, I'm not going to say, what are the causes of hyponatremia? And then I give you 10 things. No, at least you've listened to my podcast at this point. So you know how I teach, right? So it's going to be integrated. I'm going to be giving a lot of examples, tons of clinical vignettes, be doing a lot of explaining so that you're not just committing stuff to memory. You're actually like understanding. And I'm going to be explaining this is exactly how they are going to test these things on the exam. And then one other thing I'm going to do is I'm actually going to throw in a lot of talk about test taking strategies as we go along. That will not be the main focus, but I'll spend time as we go through, as I'm integrating with different clinical vignettes, I'll pull that up. And then obviously there's going to be questions that I'm going to be asking. So periodically there'll be questions I'll throw out, you know, I would want people to respond and things like that. So those will be very, I suspect people that attend this course will be very helpful. Again, I've done this with tons of people in the past. For the most part, I've been doing one-on-one in recent times, but I've gotten lots and lots and lots and lots of requests for this. So the course is going to be for 10 hours. If it's something you're interested in, send me an email. I am only going to allow the first 20 people. When you send me an email, I will give you information about the payment structure and like the terms of the 10-hour day. But it will just be one day. And in one day, you wake up in the morning. Maybe you don't know much about Step 2 CK and what's going to be tested. By the end of the day, you should have all that information. So I'm going to limit it to 20 people. Again, I don't want things to be rowdy. So I'm going to limit it to 20 people. So if you're interested, send me an email, either through the website or you can shoot me an email, Divine Intervention Podcasts with an S at the end at gmail.com. And again, like I said, I'll limit it to 20 people. If there's more than 20 people, then I'll maybe make a wait list and think about potentially having something like this in the future. And I'm starting with Step 2 CK. As time goes on, let's see what happens. I'll probably expand it to Step 1 and Step 3. And if you're interested in any of those exams and you want something similar, just reach out to me and we'll take things from there. But yes, for now, I'm starting with Step 2 CK. So it's going to be shared the way I described it. It's going to be over Zoom. It's going to be 4 hours morning, 4 hours afternoon, 2 hours in the evening. I think it'll be a pretty special, very quick, rapid, high yield, super high yield review for the tests. So thank you for listening to this podcast. I still offer one-on-one tutoring. As you know, I tutor for step 1, step 2 CK, step 2 CS, step 3, preclinical med school exams, 30th shelf exams. If you're a medicine or peds resident, like your in-training exams, your board exams, I tutor for all those things. Or even the MCAT subjects, the pre-med subjects, I tutor for all those things. So if you're interested in any of those things, or the booster course that I offer, that's 20 hours, but that's one-on-one. 20 hours for step 1, 2 CK, step 3. And again, just reach out to me. Again, either through the website or you send me an email, divineinterventionpodcast@gmail.com. And then we'll take things from there. And please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Please subscribe to, it's called Divine Intervention USMLE Podcasts and Videos. I have these podcasts on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Google Play. So please subscribe. And also subscribe to the WordPress website, divineinterventionpodcast.com. At least the slides for my for some of my presentations there. You're going to find all those slides there. And my life lesson for today is to just always be... watch your mind. What do I mean by watch your mind, right? So there's this part of the Bible that says that as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. You need to watch your mind. Your mind is very important, right? Very, very important. I feel like in this day and age, especially with the stuff that's going on in the world now, there's a lot of evil going on out there. Like you watch the news, you're seeing, oh, this person died. The death toll today is 1,500, blah, 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 blah. The thing is, if you keep polluting your mind with those kinds of information, right, then your life will not be good, right? Because the thing is, I have this belief that if you win the battle in your mind, then you win the battle in the real world, right? So you have to set your perspectives, your mind, right? So watch what you feed your mind with. Just like the way we feed ourselves and we're like, oh, I'm hungry, I want to eat. If you eat junk food, right, you will begin to get things like diabetes and heart disease and kidney disease. But if you eat good food, if you eat healthy food, right, if you eat something that is good, then your life will be good, right? So that's what I encourage you to do. Watch what you feed your heart with and just watch the way you think, right? Even if you're going into a tough, tedious situation of life, just have a good mindset, have a can-do mindset, have a I-can-overcome mindset. And if you have that kind of mindset, you will very likely succeed, right? Because the thing is, your creative juices and everything become unleashed when you begin to have that, oh, I can see possibilities kind of mindset. So thank you for listening. And again, if you're interested in the course, reach out to me and we will take things from there. I will see you in the next podcast. God bless you. Thank you.